Blog Talk Radio.
It's a nice sunny day. I don't think there's humidity. I don't know how it is where you are, but there's a breath of fresh air here. Well, we're going to certainly find out how it is in Provincetown, Massachusetts, because who would know best, really, than the owner of a taxi service to tell you, like, the little ins and outs and stuff like that of Provincetown, or as I call it, P-Town. The fall weather, I'm going to be going up there next week. The fall weather is probably one of the best times to be there. The crowds are low and places are still open. And things are still hopping but dying down. And Thursday, September 20th, this Thursday, begins the annual Tennessee Williams Festival that will go until Sunday. But getting around will not be as easy because the shuttle bus will end its season this weekend. So what do you do? Walk, drive into town, rent a bicycle? Well, otherwise, there's P-Town's regulated taxi services. So we're going to have Raphael Richter, the owner of Mercedes Cab, who will tell you not only what's happening this fall, but how this taxi service runs, and not just in P-Town. But before, there's a message from our sponsor. Raphael, please don't drool when you hear this. I know you'll...
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. But, I hate to say it, but I'll still trade a brownie for some gelato up there in P-Town. I dream of gelato. What do you think, Raphael, about
the brownies?
Have you had the gelato there?
Delicious.
Well, the brownies, they're absolutely unbelievable brownies. You can't buy them
definitely.
In the store, though.
Check it out.
thanks
for having me on the show, Merle. Appreciate it.
Yes. What's the weather like right now?
Right now it's lovely. Just about 70 degrees out, dry. It's great. It is really the best time to come out to Provincetown and the Cape in general in the fall. It's everything's still open generally. The weather's pretty much always nice. And, you know, you don't have to deal with the same crowds that you deal with in the summer.
Bring a jacket, not bring a jacket?
We suggest bringing a jacket, definitely. I'd say at night, you know, it can still get chilly. But, if you're going to take a bike ride or anything like that, you may want a jacket. But most days in the afternoon, you'll be able to walk around in a T-shirt still.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that because I haven't used up my T-shirts yet for the summer.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's plenty of good sweatshirt stores in town as well if you forget to bring an appropriate sweatshirt. Everybody likes to get a Provincetown piece of apparel while they're here.
By the way, I understand I was I was talking with somebody over at the what's the tourism center?
Tourism office on Commercial Street.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I guess who knows you, because I was saying that I was mentioning the name of the company. I said, "Oh, is Raphael going to be on the radio show?" I said, yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of people over there, so I can't specifically say who it was that you spoke with. But it is a small town here in Provincetown especially, and we all know each other, which is certainly one of the joys of living here.
As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, do you, live there all year round?
I do, yeah, and, I like to get away and travel a little bit in the winter when it's slower, but, for the most part, it's a great place to be year-round. You get a real real diversity in your seasons here in terms of not only the weather, but also the social climate and, just the whole flow of a small New England town.
So what I wanted to ask you, by the way, I was hearing there's more new restaurants, I guess. I was hearing Nine Rider.
Oh, yes, Nine Rider. I did eat there a couple times this summer, and it was delicious both times. It's a great, great restaurant. I know the owners are longtime Provincetown residents and chefs, and that's definitely worth
checking out. I'll mention your name then.
Yeah, please do. It's right there on the water as well. It's a great view and an excellent location. Probably want to make reservations.
Who did they take the place of? The lobster place that was there?
Yeah, exactly. Its most recent occupation was the Townsend Seafood Market.
Yeah.
And then it was unoccupied for a summer or two before they took it over. And they did a lot of renovations to make the space, more of a fine dining establishment.
Even larger than the...
They did add some seats, and they added a small bar and a nice little sitting area for you when you're waiting for a table or, if you're just having drinks. And they also improved the windows, and so there's a much larger view of the harbor.
But they're not McMillan Wharf, the other one. I don't even know
right.
what it's called.
Yeah, we call it the Cabral Wharf, or it's often known as Fisherman's Wharf here as well.
Uh-huh.
The Cabrals are the family that own the wharf, so a lot of us call it that.
Does that make it a $7 ride?
No, that does not. That still falls within the $6 per person set rates by the town of Provincetown.
Okay, I'll get to the rates in a minute.
Sure.
Then there's also Local 186 that used to be Enzo's. Is that
Local 186 is really a great restaurant as well. They, as you've probably seen, they specialize in burgers of all different kinds, and I've eaten there a number of times, and I must say that it's owned by family of mine as well, so I probably would love it either way, but it genuinely is an excellent restaurant, and they've had seems to have sort of turned the place around from its prior end though.
Oh, and then one more, which I don't think is new this year. Northeast Beer Garden?
Oh, yes, Northeast Beer Garden. That's the hottest spot in P-Town, it would seem, this summer. They've really done a great job converting this outdoor patio space into a wonderful place to, eat outside. And the food is really exceptional. And, it's just it's a nice place in the spirit of a traditional beer garden where you can go and meet people, and it's kind of, it's close quarters with your neighbor, and you inevitably, often end up talking to your neighbor there and getting to know new people. And, the staff is really nice, so that's definitely
a place
to check out.
So the Caribbean place is not there. They took the Caribbean.
Yeah, the Caribbean place was used to be there, and they've actually since gone out of business. They worked downtown for a little while after they were there, but I'm not sure. They're not around anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I just remembered, yes, the last time I was there, the Caribbean place was not there, right?
Yeah, it's hard to even recognize from what it used to be then to now. It's a really genuine outdoor dining area as opposed to just a picnic table patio.
So let's also want to go in, like, what's around during the fall? I'm
going to
come up there and, you know, like, is everything going to be open or is, like, they're all closing by this weekend or what?
No, I would say that pretty much through Columbus Day, and actually the week after Columbus Day in Provincetown is known as Women's Week, and it's been a festive, so it's sort of like a festival that's happened here for many years. It's an event where it draws a lot of people. So most businesses are looking to make profit with their season do stay open through the middle of October, you know, to round out the season because we get a lot of visitors still. You'll find a few things of clothes, but you can still take a whale watch. You can still take a trolley most of the time. You can climb the monument. You can go on a dune tour, you know, and all those things are available well through the middle of October. And then, of course, there, as you were mentioning there at the beginning, there's the Tennessee Williams Festival this upcoming weekend, which is entering, actually, I don't want to say exactly which year they're entering, but it's been around for a number of years now and draws not only guests, but, you know, people that are in all of these shows from all over the world into town for the weekend, which is very cool. And then, you know, you'll find Columbus Day weekend is just a seems to be a weekend when people like to get up and travel if the weather's nice. You know, a lot of regional visitors come during that weekend, and it's a really, you know, it's a nice time to walk down Commercial Street and peruse the shops and, you know, people watch, which everybody likes to do in Provincetown. You know, and then Halloween, if, you know, someone was adventuring out later in October, Halloween's always a fun time in Provincetown, even on a Wednesday. I'm sure it'll be a fun time this year.
And
I must mention, too, you know, in Wellfleet in October, there's a very popular event, the Oyster Fest in the, I believe it's in the third week of October, is always, you know, very popular and draws a lot of people to downtown Wellfleet as well.
Wellfleet Oysters, where do you have a recommendation of the best place to get them? I mean,
well, if you're in P-Town.
Or in Wellfleet, should you go to Wellfleet and get yourself a batch?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to go to Wellfleet to get Wellfleet Oysters. You certainly can go right to the source, and I would say almost any seafood establishment, Max, or, you know, any of those places in Wellfleet will serve you a fresh Wellfleet oyster. And in Provincetown, you'll find most places do. The beer garden that you mentioned before is a great choice for oysters. You can also go right across the street to the native Cape Cod seafood place, which is in the aquarium mall there with another bunch of other dining establishments. And you can also check out the Squealing Pig, which is another bar down in the East End that does oysters really nicely and also has a great selection of food and beer.
Now, have you ever... I just want to go back to this thing. Have you ever attended any of the shows at the Tennessee Williams Festival? Just curious.
I had actually back in its very early inception, and in fact, I was an executive director of a Shakespeare theater company here called Shakespeare on the Cape back in about 5 years ago, and we actually were contracted to perform a world premiere of The Parade by Tennessee Williams in their very first, I believe it was the very first Tennessee Williams Festival. So I've been connected with the festival since the beginning, and we actually sponsor this festival every year since then, our cap company. So, you know, I, they, that's they love to specialize in, you know, doing world premieres and also bringing in acting troops from different regions of the world. They've brought people in from Asia, I know, South America, Europe, and I believe even from Africa as well. They've had different troops over the years that come in from these different areas and put on different performances.
So in terms of expectation, it's not like you're going to see, you know, some celebrity star that you know doing a performance.
No, I don't believe so, although they do, I think they make an effort to bring in one or two, you know, larger names that some people, at least in the theater community, would certainly recognize. I'm not sure if, you know, the average person would identify them as a celebrity, but there are certainly notable names coming to the festival and producing different shows.
Yeah, it looks like they have me scheduled. I have two on Saturday and one on Sunday. The two on Saturday and actually this will be the first time I've gone to the Provincetown Theater since it was built, you would think.
Well, it's certainly a lovely theater, and we all love to see, you know, when there's great things going on in there, because it's a great space.
But the one I will regret is the one on Sunday, because it's a town hall. And if you don't bring a cushion.
That's right. You know, unfortunately, that's the only thing they didn't get right when they rebuilt the town hall, because it's such a lovely space. All we need now are lovely seats to sit on.
Doesn't matter how fat your ass is. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Exactly.
And ain't
you should be,
it.
Yeah, you should be here for town meetings. Oh, just causes a lot of squirming. They're trying to increase attendance at town meeting as a mission now, because it's decreased over the years, and I'm sure they could start by improving the seats and people would be much more inclined.
You know, I think I remember, and I don't know what I attended. I think it was one of the film festivals, and you know that you could rent a cushion for $1, I think.
Yes, they do offer that service at most events, but even those don't replace a real, you know, a comfortable.
No, you
seat.
But you need two. Got to.
You do.
You
do.
Gotta
it's
be double.
True.
Yeah. It's just that it's the old, I guess, wooden chairs kind of thing, where, you know, like not
yeah,
even wooden chairs.
They're certainly classics. Yeah, and
That's for sure. If they ever get rid of them, it'll be great antiques, I think.
Yes, they might be able to auction them off.
Well, that's one way that would be one way to raise money to get new chairs, though.
Indeed.
So let's get into one of the things about Provincetown in the fall is what you lose. Well, it's the same thing. I don't even know what the season started with the shuttle bus.
The shuttle becomes less frequent this time of the year. And I will be honest, I don't know its exact schedule, because it's hard to keep track of from my perspective. But it does, I believe it, you know, certain aspects only run on the weekends. And
I hear it's going to end. Sunday will be the last day for the season.
I got you. Well, you know, that certainly means people will be looking for our taxi services more frequently, and
right.
We are available every day from 6 a.m. and earlier by appointment until 2 a.m. Anywhere.
Well, that's good to know.
Provincetown, Truro, you know, is an area where we're pretty much available on demand within 15 minutes to, you know, maybe as much as a half an hour if we were really busy. And we're also available in other parts of the Mid-Cape, from Wellfleet through Orleans and up to Chatham and Brewster and such as well, with just a little more lead time, around, you know,
well,
an hour, ideally.
Just, like just as an idea, so if I wanted to go, let's say, like Wellfleet, you know, from P-Town to, like, Wellfleet, is there a specific charge? I mean,
are
those charges regulated as well?
They're not set specifically by the town. They're set by each individual taxi service. And, you know, some taxi services will make those trips and some won't, depending on how, you know, how many vehicles they have available. You know, we tend to pretty much always say yes. That's kind of our motto. And the fare, you know, from Provincetown to Wellfleet is generally $50 for the first person and $6 for each additional, unless someone was going to a really out-of-the-way location in Wellfleet, in which case it would just be $5 or $10 more.
But I understand there's still the bus service that still runs, correct?
Correct, yeah. Plymouth and Brockton bus runs year-round, and they run in the summer 4 trips a day from Provincetown and to and from. I believe at some point in the fall it drops down to the winter schedule, which is 2 trips a day, one in the early morning leaving Provincetown and one in the midday.
Mm-hmm. So let me, I'm just curious, who regulates the taxi service? Who decides on the pricing?
The taxi service is regulated by the licensing board here in Provincetown, which is a board appointed by the Board of Selectmen, and it's been regulated for many years by the board, and you know the regulations get looked at every year and adjusted, you know, in different ways depending on, you know, the input from the cab drivers, the cab companies, and the community.
We, now, just so other people kind of understand, I mean, you and I, because I've been to Provincetown so many times and you live there, we're used to hearing the word selectmen.
Yes.
So what are selectmen?
Oh, sure, no problem. In Provincetown, we have an open town meeting form of government, and what that means is that there's a board of selectmen that's a group in our town of 5 people. In some towns, it can be 7 or 9, and they're elected by the residents of Provincetown to, you know, make important decisions on behalf of the town, much like a mayor would of a city or a leader, one person leader. Instead, you have a group of 5 that make the decisions. And then the Board of Selectmen bring important questions to the residents of town at annual town meeting and sometimes at special town meeting. Usually there's a fall special town meeting as well. Annual town meeting is in April. And, you know, important budget questions and other policies and laws that the town wants to enact are brought forth at those meetings.
So, you know, it's actually one of the most interesting forms of democratic government because you can very much be involved and make change as an individual citizen here.
How are they, I remember, and I think it was probably back in 1976 when I was there, that I remember this, you know, that somebody was running for the position. You know, that's why I even heard of it. But, so in other words, so right now there are 5 people that that represent Provincetown. And do these elections, they don't get elected the same time that we're doing our elections for, you know, governor or whatever, all kinds of stuff like that.
No, they're unrelated. Generally, elections for selectmen, unless it's a special election, will occur in May.
Okay. So I guess I could go online and see just who are the selectmen right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you certainly can. Yeah, it's always a diverse group of people. And I will say, actually, as a matter of fact, my first cousin, Eric Engling, is the newest member of the Board of Selectmen. He was elected this May to the position, and seems to be doing a great job.
That's good to hear. One of the things that I understood about P-Town is that they really don't like to involve the federal government. They like to do things on their own.
Yes. You know, we like to involve the federal government if they want to give us money to improve our infrastructure, certainly. we do like to do things on our own. I'd say, it's one of those types of places where if we can solve a problem as a community ourselves, we certainly will. And we have over the years, the community has, you know, solved a number of problems that it's faced and addressed them in, you know, a number of different areas, wastewater. And we were the only town in the state up until many years ago to maintain our own nursing home. And that's since been transferred in such a way that we still have actually a much better, more comprehensive facility for the elderly here and disabled as well. There's a lot of rehab services. That's the Seashore Point complex. And so, you know, as a town, we were able to identify that we couldn't really keep offering the service financially, but we were, you know, able to continue to bring in the service by finding a private partner.
That's good. Do you know, is it Ginny Binder? Ginny Binder?
Yeah, the name is
Or is it her sister, wait, who's in town?
The twins. I can say only by name.
Okay. Because many years ago, in 76, I had opened up, was the opening act for Linda Gerard, who...
Oh.
And she had twins, Cindy and Ginny Binder.
Okay.
And one of them, and I keep remember, one of them lives in Provincetown and, like, does all kinds of things, like, government-wise or something like that. But
oh, okay.
Anyway. Now, the other thing I kind of want to get to is... I understand you saying something about you have this other kind of vehicle or
Yes, our newest service that we have been introducing over the last couple of years is a on-demand and you know, available in advance as well, a party bus. We call it the Funk Bus, and it's funky because it's we paint up our buses in wild and creative ways. Currently we have a pink leopard print bus, a orange and purple tiger print bus, and a green and purple Cheshire cat bus. And we're actually in the process of completing a fourth party bus as well. And, you know, it's a great way for groups to get around. We find that there really are a lot of groups here on the Cape that come down, you know, that are larger than can fit in one taxi. You know, the largest taxis can seat 7 passengers. And, you know, if they all want to travel together, we're able to provide them with an option. And, you know, it has the added benefit of having enhanced sound systems and, you know, a way for people to keep partying on their way to and from the event that they're doing. And we get all sorts of events. We get a lot of bachelorette parties, weddings as well as just general birthday parties and nights out. So it's, you know,
where do you travel to? I mean, you just drive around B-Town?
We do service all over the Cape with those. We do a lot of service in Provincetown, but we also do a lot of service in Wellfleet. A lot of groups want to go to and from the Beachcomber, which is closed, actually. They close right on Labor Day. But it's a very popular spot in the peak of summer in Wellfleet. And really all over, we get a lot of people that see the bus traveling, and you know, they want to party with their friends in the wildly painted bus as well.
And on the bus, I mean, was it food and drinks and music?
We don't really actually officially allow you know, drinking or anything like that, because generally the trips are pretty short in distance, and it seems to us that it's just best to allow people to, you know, have a good time going to and fro. So, you know, we allow non-alcoholic beverages and we allow food within reason. And, you know, we don't want to have a big mess on our hands at the end of the trip. But we try to be accommodating to people's individual needs.
Well, I'll have to see the bus.
Yeah. When you come out, definitely check it out. And you can see it on the web, actually. The website for the Funk Bus is www.thefunkbus.com.
So let me ask you. So, and I assume you were born someplace else. not P-Town, right?
I was actually born in Washington, D.C., when my mom was in law school there. But I've been connected to Provincetown my whole life. I consider it my hometown, though I did consider it have the advantage of moving around, a bit when I was younger.
So at what point did you decide, I'm living here?
That's actually a good question. I think I really decided that sometime in the years after I graduated from high school here in Provincetown. And, I spent a bit of time away after that point, more than usual. And I just keep finding myself, whenever I spend a lot of time away, drawn back. And, I love to travel. So, I would say living anywhere, I would probably want to travel for a small portion of the year at least. But certainly Provincetown is just the most welcoming and beautiful place that I've really ever been able to go to. And I think that's why a lot of us choose to live here.
It's magic.
It is. It's just so beautiful here. It's always changing, and it's just you feel a certain satisfaction in just being here and being a part of it.
Yeah, it's like if I go by car, it's like you keep going, you're on the Cape, you keep going, and as soon as you see the Pilgrim Monument,
Exactly.
You know,
it's a great
you're
feeling.
Home.
Oh, exactly. That is it's truly a great sight, especially when you've been away for a while or you're visiting after a long period away.
Yeah.
And you can get that same effect if you take the ferry or if you come over on another method as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll be coming in. Yeah, I'm going to come in by air.
Excellent.
From JetBlue to Boston, from Boston with to Cape Air, and that's a great way to get there. There's one thing about it, I mean, there's so many different ways of getting there, to Provincetown, which is nice.
It's definitely nice. It is kind of unique for a town of our size to have such a diversity of options that way, and definitely helps us as residents and certainly helps visitors to get here as well.
Yeah, so now your website is it Mercedes, or it has nothing to do with it? Your
Mercedes
website.
Cab. It's mercedescab.com.
Cab. Oh, okay.
And yes, you can get information, and we own Cape Cab as well here, which is another service in the Lower Cape, and can also respond to calls and transportation requests.
Can you haul down a cab?
You can hail cabs on Commercial Street or anywhere that you happen to see one.
Oh, okay. So it's not, you don't have to, if you see it. I mean, you don't have to call.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always.
It all depends on how busy the cabs are in general. Sometimes you'll see a bunch of them on Commercial Street, and it's easy. And sometimes they're all being called, and it can be a little harder to hail one. And then you'd want to definitely call so that you could get right in line. But even in the busiest of times, at least in our companies, we keep waiting times to 15 minutes pretty much at the most. We try to be fast.
Yeah, I guess I'll miss the cop who stands in the middle of the street to direct the traffic, huh?
Oh yes, you're thinking, I believe, of Donald, the dancing cop, and he retired this year. He was not actually around at all this season, which was a change for everybody. Fortunately, they did. They were able to find a couple of guys to replace him in town. No one ever can truly replace the dancing cop.
That was one of the things. It's very funny. The first time I was there was in 1976, which was the bicentennial. And that's the one I thought P-Town was going to be like all the time. I mean, they had they had the town crier at the time.
Yeah.
Had a town crier.
We,
and I thought,
we still have a town crier, actually, just less, probably less active. Yes, yeah, there still is a town crier, though.
Oh, that's, 'cause I always thought that was so cool.
It is. It is a cool thing to have, definitely.
Yes, because it makes it the little New England town, little old New England town, that atmosphere.
Exactly.
But when I describe Provincetown, I tell people, I say, picture a little old New England town, you know, with the church in the middle and the town crier. And I said, and then take it and then surround it by water on both sides, and the bay
right.
on one side, the ocean on the other side, and then make it Greenwich Village.
Oh, that's a good description. Interesting and good description.
Yeah. Well, I am so looking forward to coming back up there, and I'll get to check some new things out. And I'm really glad that you were able to call, because we can always get more information is always better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we look forward to giving you a taxi ride when you arrive at the airport.
Oh, good. Yes, that's right. I have to arrange that with you. I'll let you know. I'll call you and let you know, what time I'm coming in.
Okay. Yeah, just give us a call, when you know the exact timing.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right. Great. Well, now let you get back to work.
Okay, yes, I know. Back to the dispatch office. It was really nice talking with you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Sure, and I'll see you this weekend.
All right. Take care, Merle.
Bye, Raphael.
Bye-bye.
So that was so cool. Yep. I am so looking forward to going to P-Town. Nice, relax for a week. And let's see what else before that's coming up. After that, at some in October, I'm going to be in Morgantown, West Virginia. You know, I picked it for a timeshare week, and it was afterwards that, I looked and said, oh, I don't know what the heck is there. And then there seems to be a lot to do, so you just never know. And I'll probably... Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like Esther and Eunice are going to want to go to P-Town with me. That's what I heard them. One of them just said, I want to go to P-Town. The other one says, you take her, or you, I got to go too. I'll take them for this trip. Maybe I'll take Marilyn and Minerva on the on my other trip, so and then I'm going to end this, not that I'm ending it really early, but I'll just end it now. And until next time, and I might, not sure, I'm going to bring my, my computer to P-Town, and I might be able to do a radio show there, or I might do it someplace in town, but you never know. I'll schedule something. So, everybody, hope you enjoyed the listening. It's a little bit about one of my favorite places. I wish he said they had a nursing home. I was hoping they'd say they have a, one of those places for seniors. You know, it's like I want to go there and just live out my life up there. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, until then. So, everybody, have a great day, evening, morning, and take care of yourselves. Now, all I just got to do is find. Ah, there's the ending to my show. Here we are. Oh, I know. I didn't hit it. Let's try again. One more time. Ah, yeah.